It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the web. And we have a special guest today. Our special guest is from Autotech. He is the chief there. Tommy, thanks for coming in. I think your mic is off. Wait, as soon as the technician comes back, he can turn it on. If you have any questions, give us a call at 296-5467. And we hope Tommy can answer the questions. So, here comes Wanda, late as usual. So, anyway. I don't know if Tommy's mic is on. Can you check it? We'll see. We need to hear what Tommy's going to say. Anyway. Today, because Tommy's here, I'd like to talk about insurance claims. As you know, if you had an insurance claim in an accident, the insurance company writes you the check. Well, what I've been seeing is, because of the economy, a lot of people are just cashing the check and not fixing the car. Now, I think right is right, and if you're not going to fix the car, then don't take the check. You know, right is right. But if you're going to be paid, I think it should go back like the old days where the body shop got paid, not the claimant. So, what do you think about that, Tommy?
I don't know. That's that's an insurance. I guess that's something that insurance companies can do.
Yeah.
And a lot of people take advantage.
I know. I know of this one person, and I don't want to mention name. But he drives a Corvette. He got a damage about $6,000 worth to his Corvette and was still drivable. So he drove it and he made 4 more claims on the same damage. I mean, different times, you know, I mean, down the road. But he had claimed 4 times for the same damage down the road.
That's fraud.
I know. But
that's dangerous.
He's still doing it.
People go to jail for that.
Yeah, I know, but that's what people are doing. And because the economy is bad, they do stuff like that. But if you pay the body shop and not the claimant, then the job would get done. And this fraud stuff is out of the picture.
Yeah, that would be one way to do it.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So, you know, again, if you're not going to fix it, then why get paid? But because of the economy, people do funny things. And, you know, you see a lot of commercials, folks, about go to so-and-so body and fenders and stuff. Now, you all know that when we recommend a body shop, it is the best. And you're going to be happy. You're not going to get shoddy work. And Tommy here does really good work. You can ask a lot of people, like Theodore, the word that goes strictly to Autotech to have his body work done, because the first time he went to you, he was just flabbergasted how nice a job you guys did.
No, oh, good, thank you. We try. Hawaii's kind of a small place.
Yeah.
So you don't want to really do nothing bad to people.
Yeah, because everybody talk, yeah.
Exactly. That's the worst way to get a bad thing out there.
Yeah, so he was real happy. And those of you that had experience taking your cars to Autotech, you know what I'm talking about. So,
well, we try. Just like any other business that want to succeed in Hawaii, yeah. Especially.
But I've seen a lot of shoddy work out there.
Oh yeah, we see them all the time too.
I see so much shoddy work. It's really, I mean, it's, I don't know.
It gives us a bad name.
Yeah.
For the guys who try to do good, right? There's a bunch of us that try to do good.
Yeah, and you guys got good loaners.
Yeah. Well, we got about 18 of them, and we try to keep up with them.
Yeah, right? It's not beat up old wrecks.
Yeah, well, some people think so, but, you know, it's better than the bus, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's free.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to calls.
We have George Waialiali.
Hey, George.
Hey.
How are you?
Pretty good. Well, we're going to have our Nifty's bash this year on October 1st.
Yeah.
Pacific Beach Hotel last year. Boy, we had almost 600 people out there. And it's really outstanding. A lot of people have been calling and asking about how to get tickets and all. And let me give you a number they can call. My friend Wendell Kwan at 239-5360.
Try that again.
239-5360 for more information.
Okay.
The good news is we're going to have Uncle Tom there again. And rumor has it that we're going to have some of the 60s band people coming from the Spiedels, the Telstars, and Liz Damon and the Orient Express, and maybe even Linda Green from Linda Green and the Temples may be there.
Are you kidding?
No.
Wow.
Some of her friends have been calling her. She lives on the West Coast, and asking her if she could come.
Wow, that's going to be awesome.
Yes, it's going to be great out there.
Unbelievable.
And it's unbelievable. And last year, so many people said they had such a great time, and they want it to happen again. So we're putting it on Pacific Beach Hotel, October 1st from 5 to midnight.
Wow. Fantastic.
And, of course, you're invited.
Thank you.
Yes. And make sure you bring somebody this year, you know, because we don't want you to have all the grills to yourself when you came in.
That's the way.
Yeah.
Right, Tommy?
Yes.
You know, some of us single guys over there, we got nothing after you came in, you know?
you're too much. What year you graduated, George?
I graduated in 1965, McKinley. We're the centennial class out there.
That's the best school.
Yes.
I tell you.
Now, in those days, it was known as Tokyo High.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since then, it's changed.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you remember that boys' counselor, Mr. Weiss?
Yes.
Oh, he knows me real well.
Oh, yeah. He knew me real well because we used to hang out at a pool hall on Sheridan Street. That's why.
Oh. Okay.
One day when we had, remember when we used to have those movies, those quarterly movies that ran for about 2-3 hours?
Yeah.
And yeah, half of us wouldn't go to the movies, we'd go to the pool hall. Well, we got caught one day and they read the whole list of names over the PA system. How embarrassing it was.
Oh, you got famous.
Yes, I got famous. So that stopped my pool hall days over there.
Uh-huh.
And my outside education.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So.
But that's good education.
Yeah. Well, you know, on Sheridan Street, you know, there were good. There were pool halls, and there were also lunchroom. There was Story's lunchroom over there, and you know, and if you went down to Kakaako, there was Sukenjo's lunch house.
Yeah.
So you know, you had choices to pick. You know, instead of eating the plain old lunch that the school served.
Never ate at the school.
Yeah. Those were the good old days.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I will continue to keep you updated on Saturdays of what's going on.
Please do.
And tell you people, it's going to be a bang-up time. Don't forget to get involved. Because
how much to go? It's
going to be $55, but there is a late fee. I forgot the date, and I'll bring that up at the next time that I'll talk to you, okay? Probably next week, Saturday.
All right.
Hey, you have a great day, and don't forget the mothballs.
You take care, George.
Aloha.
Aloha. So, you going, Tommy?
Oh, no.
Why not?
When that? Saturday?
Friday.
Friday.
Friday evening.
Oh.
Hey, that thing is awesome.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe you're going to try to check
awesome.
It out.
Awesome.
Maybe Tommy's too young for that.
They set everybody on
maybe.
The... It's all 50s and 60s.
Oh, it definitely did. That's what an old fogey.
Definitely what? You're too young for that.
A little bit.
Okay, we got Brad from Wahiwa.
Hey, Brad. Hey, Brad.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the
hey.
Air.
You know, I didn't know you were going to have Tommy on the air, but, you know, since he's there, you know, he actually worked on my cars for years now, you know, my Prelude and my 4Runner, and always did an excellent job.
You
know, one time I had one problem with the reverse sensor thing. No questions, he took care of it. So, a real up and up guy. So, go see him. But, you know, with regards to my question, you know, on an 08 4Runner, I was asking the dealer about the transmission fluid because, you know, don't have the dipstick, right?
Right.
And they were telling me, oh, you know, don't worry about it. It's just good. It's, don't even worry about the transmission fluid. But is that something that, you know, I should go and service every once in a while? Because I'm sure it breaks down after a while, right?
It does.
Yeah.
And I recommend changing the fluid.
Okay, okay. What fluid would you recommend?
AMSOIL.
AMSOIL, okay, okay. All right.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, aloha.
Bye-bye.
There you go.
Good. See? Yeah, well, we
you
try.
Come highly recommended.
Well, we try. We've been doing this for a while.
And, you know, the listeners don't know that everything that's on the show, you don't even have to question. You just go because you're going to have good service. And I cannot put somebody on that I'm going to have complaints about. Because I've done that before when I first started, oh, way back in 94. I had a problem, and I said, oh, God, I cannot do this. Not again. He was a car dealer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to mention name.
Well, the more people you deal with, the more problems you can come across.
You know, yeah. But no, this dealer was bad.
Really? Me.
Yeah. DMV, the lady there, she bought a dually, and they dropped her dually off the lift.
Oh.
Brand new. And they wanted to send them to a body shop, of course, not Autotech, to a cheap, flim-blang body shop. And she said, oh, no, 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 no. And the only reason she bought the dually from them was because they were a sponsor on the show. So she complained about it, and then this other guy had a brand-new Camaro convertible, and he took it in for the first servicing. He went to pick it up. It was parked against another car. On the passenger side, so he just jumped in from the driver's side, drove home, and his wife said, what the hell happened to the car?
Wow.
And he went out and looked on the passenger side. It was all sideswiped.
Wow. At the dealer's lot.
Yeah.
Well, it's cramped quarters. Sometimes they do that.
Yeah. So he went back to the dealer, and the dealer said, oh, no, 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 you must have done it yourself. So he was pretty upset. I mean, you know, things like that. Oh, and this other one that calls me. I had so many from that one dealer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The guy bought a brand new truck from them, Chevy Silverado.
Oh, so we know it's a Chevy dealer now.
And
keep talking, Judge.
He brought it in to me and showed me the car and the truck, and I looked in at it, and I looked on the roof. You know, jumped on the back of the bed, and the roof was smashed in.
Oh, so the moral of the story is, you should look around your car before you take off.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, and if the dealer had damaged your car, demand to take it to Autotech. That way, it becomes new again. And you know, I mean, you got a brand new car. You don't want to get damaged, and the whole bubble is broken.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The first damage breaks your dream. Yeah. That's it.
It's not the same, man.
Yeah, but it's the same when you take it back to Autotech. Because he makes it like new again. And you cannot tell. I promise you. There's so many cars. Even that 66 Mustang you did.
Yeah.
She's so happy.
Because
you cannot tell that you had repaired her damage.
That's what we try to do.
you know, and it's awesome. That's why I'm telling the people, you know, you cannot beat going to Autotech. Autotech will do a job for you, and you will be happy. Really happy.
Well, I try to make sure you'll be happy anyway.
Yeah. You do. You do an excellent job.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, but again, you know, thank you for keeping us on the air, because if it wasn't for Autotech and the other sponsors, we wouldn't be on the air. Really, we're out. But he has done good work for us. He's helping the community keep us on the air. And most of all, folks, he will do a good job for you.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita, and his guest today is Tommy from Autotech Service Center.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes. Giddy up, all night. Before I knew there would be a time.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes made from scratch using all natural ingredients. Cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Rolling Bob here. Sorry, my throat's a little sore.
Don't sound like you're rolling too much.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what it is. The weather or something is getting me down. But, you know, nothing keeps Rolling Bob down. I'm rolling around town and, you know, just... You know, I was thinking about what you said about the auto insurance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're right. And, you know, that's part of the reason insurance is so high. It's because people just abuse it.
Yep.
You know, and they don't, you know, and we all pay for it. And then don't talk about the people that don't have insurance, which I still don't understand why they haven't come up with a simple way to tell if a person has insurance or not. And, you know, it's just, but you're right. And I know people that have accidents, like you said, 2 and 3 times, and the dent gets bigger and bigger, and they just get a bigger and bigger check for the same dent.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then they go, I don't know why my rates are so high. The insurance company's ripping me off. And you're like, well, you know, you keep ripping off the insurance company. What do you expect? So much to do, so little time. Anyway, I'll just leave it at that. I have nothing else to say because you know me, George. I'll get myself in trouble.
I know.
So I'm just going to stop there and say, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you for cutting it short. Anyway, who's next?
We have Dot 3 Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, how you doing? You know, just something I wanted to share with you and the listeners. How many of the listeners knew that on those Mazda B2300s, so Ford Ranger pickup trucks, the fuel pump is totally made of plastic?
They all are.
Yeah. Now, you know what happened? What happens is that this is how troubling something can get with electronic ignition. My dad's truck stalled out one day, okay, on Bear Canyon Street. Now, it had symptoms as if a timing belt broke. But how can? Because those cars have timing chains. Okay, after the car was rested about a half an hour, it started up again, and it ran okay. A week later, maybe just about a week later, it was running, and it just died off. Again, you turn the key, it refuses to turn over. After it's cooled off, okay, you start it up again, and it runs, only to die off again. Now, what had happened was that they attributed to first the spark plugs, which I had my dad put on, the racing plugs by Autolite. Okay, that was fine. Okay, we put a new coil with wires, thinking that, you know, just to eliminate any other problems, we'll change the coil and all. Another week later had gone by. Now, this is 2 weeks after the first incident. The car goes dead again. Come to find out the fuel pump failed. But you see, it's so misleading that you see how with the electronic ignition, you're first to think that maybe you start with the spark plugs, only to find out it's the fuel pump that was causing the trouble after all.
Well, you're supposed to have diagnosed that by testing it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just replace things without testing.
Mm-hmm. In other words, that should be the first thing that they should test in is the fuel pump before they blame the coils and the plugs, right?
See, if it was the coil, mm-hmm. Coil yeah. is like a light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's burnt out, it's not going to light up again.
Mm, okay, so it couldn't have been the coils that started
yeah.
up afterwards.
It's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm. And the plug, well, you know, again, so the plugs had about 13,000, 14,000 miles of power.
I have yet to see spark plugs stop firing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've never seen that in my life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it had to have been, okay, I mean, in other words, most likely, in another instance like that, it would be the fuel pump again.
Yeah, because it's impossible for all the plugs to stop firing.
Right, exactly. I mean,
you have one go dead, but not everybody.
Yeah, not everybody would go dead.
So, anyway, it was a bad diagnosis.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Coach. Aloha.
Okay. Anyway, I'm back to Tommy here from Autotech. The type of paint you use for the car, I've been noticing is much better than what's on the factory.
Yeah,
because one of my listeners brought his car in and he said, oh, I just got my car back from Tommy and from Autotech, and how am I going to make the rest of the car look shiny now?
you gotta do the whole thing.
Yeah. So I told him, well, I tell you what, he had a white Corolla and the whites don't have a clear coat.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when you painted it, the fender and the door was real super shiny, and he was looking at that and looking at the rest of the car thinking, well, what am I going to do now? This don't look right.
Well, when we get through with it, we put a sealant on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it feels real nice, like brand new. So, you know, that feeling the guy probably never had for a while since brand new. So,
yeah, for a while.
So, that's like going to shock the guy.
Yeah. So, anyway, who's next?
We have Rob from Einaheina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George. George, I have a question for Tommy and a comment for you. First,
okay.
My question, Tommy, do you handle any kind of re-chroming? This is a original owner 57 Thunderbird.
No, we don't do that kind of stuff. They used to have guys out here that do re-chroming back in the days when I guess the EPA wasn't all over the guys.
Yeah, and the original Honolulu Chrome burned
yeah.
down, right?
I used to send my golf putters to the guy and stuff. Nickel plated and stuff, but
yeah.
Them days are done, and yeah, most guys would send them to the mainland somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not real familiar with those kind of things.
Yeah, I think George knows probably the answer to the mainland stuff.
Yeah.
George?
Yeah, the only thing to the mainland thing is if you have a complaint on it, or it's a hassle, you got to ship them back.
Okay.
And they won't pay the shipping.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And the bumper ain't light, man.
Oh, no, not on a 57.
No.
That's a two-part deal, you know.
Yep.
Front and back.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's all right, George. I'll find out. But, George, I have a comment about the rail.
Yep.
I listened to these five guys running for mayor on the radio yesterday. They had a live thing, yeah?
I'm glad you said five guys for mayor.
Yeah.
Remember when I ran for mayor?
I do.
They put only three on.
That's right.
What's up with
and
that?
And you weren't one of them.
That's right. What's up with that?
I don't know.
You know, Honolulu is full of, you know what I mean.
I think we know, George.
Yeah, they want to control it. Somebody is trying to control it. You know? They don't want the better candidates for the city or the state.
Well, George, I gotta make my comment because it was extremely revealing. You know, of the five, there's only one that is completely anti-rail.
Mm-hmm.
All the other four are completely pro-rail.
I know. So vote for the sixth one.
The sixth one?
Yeah, the one they didn't put on because that's the good one.
You know, I heard there was more than five, huh?
Yeah, I got 20 running.
Ah, no wonder my brother said, oh, are they going to put them all on? I said, well,
no.
There's five.
But the law is, and they break the law all the time in Hawaii, the law is equal time, equal, everything equal, but it's not. They don't.
Mm.
It's even like the gasoline. They lowered at three numbers. That's illegal. Only in Hawaii they lower at three numbers. And only in Hawaii, they don't put 10% ethanol. Only in Hawaii, everything is done backwards. And try and get minutes from any of the meetings with the state or the city. It's edited. Only in Hawaii. So.
George, can I just one more quick one for Tommy?
Sure.
Tommy, you know, I need some work on a little bit of damage on the back quarter panel of the T-Bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ran into my my driveway.
Okay.
The 4x4 post, huh?
Yeah. It's too old to drive.
I backed it in instead of driving it in straight, yeah.
Okay.
And so it did damage there. But what I'm thinking is, if I bring it in, can you guys remove... Well, you're going to have to remove the bumpers anyway, huh?
Yeah. If that's where the damage is at, yeah.
Yeah, that rear bumper. But I guess I'd have to... Would I have to pay a little extra if I had you guys take off the front ones too, just so I could ship them off to the mainland to get them re-chromed?
What you can do is come down and we can take a look at them.
Yeah.
I'll give you one written estimate.
Tom, do you guys handle, like, if I have it towed into the business?
Yeah. Can do that.
Because I don't have any plates on it. I volunteered my... plates because I didn't want to pay the outrageous amount.
Good, then just bring the papers to me and I'll register. I'm right around the corner from Tommy, so
yeah, oh,
no problem.
Oh, it sounds like a good deal going on here.
Yeah,
okay.
Good to you.
We get body work and paint them and Josh can get them running and we drive your car.
Yeah.
Thanks for the laughs. I needed it. Okay,
have a good day.
Yep, so anyway. I'm surprised he never fixed the fender yet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Some guys procrastinate,
huh? I don't know. You know, if he wants that fender like new again, he got to bring it into you. There's no if or buts about it.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, so. Anyway, 296-5467 is our number to call, folks. 296-5467 if you have a question, comment, or ask Tommy from Autotech a question about bodywork and paint and all that stuff. He is here to answer your questions. Okay? So, anyway, Wanda, you have your trivia going for this week?
What percentage of the 1983 Honolulu Marathon runners were from the state of Hawaii?
I don't know.
Is she asking us?
No, she's asking the people.
Oh.
We're illegal to answer.
Oh.
And you know, it's just a number, and you would think people would just take a chance and call and give a number. But, you know, I find a lot of local people so shy to call in. They know the answer, but they don't want to call.
Well, I know that coming up. I was like, oh, this is not, it's not my bag.
Yeah, but this is nothing. This is okay. Just talk story, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, it's good. You see, like, a commercial by itself is only telling people about the business. The people cannot ask the commercial, hey, what about this?
Yeah.
So, but this, being live, you know, they can call in and say, oh, what about this and this and this, like Rob just did.
Yeah.
You know. So it's better. Okay, Wanda, you have somebody?
We have Rich from, I guess he's calling from Campbell Industrial Park.
Which? Rich.
Rich.
Oh, yeah, hi, Rich.
I'm here. How you doing?
Okay.
Okay, I have a 88 Monte Carlo.
Good and, car.
What's that?
That's a good car.
Yeah, I love it. Of course, my ultimate dream was 67 through 69, but a Camaro, actually.
Oh, that's even a better car.
Yeah, I know it is, but they're hard to come by unless I want to pay the big bucks. But I like the 88 because it has a lot of lines in the design, so, you know, it's not all oval shape.
Yeah, and the rear spoiler is slanted backwards.
Yes, it is.
Not straight up like the earlier one.
Not straight. Yeah, I hate that. I hate that, but yes, I have it laying.
Yeah, I know.
But anyways, I got a question for you. I do need a paint job. Okay, you guys are out in Staten Island area, or?
No, we're in Kapalama.
So where are you located, Tommy?
Tommy is in Kapalama, yeah. Right around the corner from me.
Yeah, what's your address?
It's 1301 Mo'unui Street.
And your phone number?
841-5851.
Okay, now, what kind of paint you guys use?
Well, the paint that we use is Sherwin-Williams. It's a acrylic gear thing. Everything we do is base coat, clear coat.
Okay.
The one bad thing is we really don't get into painting complete paint jobs. The problem with that is, you know, you got an older car, like an 88. Whether we paint an 88 car or a 2010 car, sometimes we have to do them for like insurance companies because people get scratches or those kind of things. And, you know, we on those ones we do, the complete car, but it runs like between $6,000 and $8,000 to do a complete car really well. And most of the people with the older vehicles, unless it's really something special, like maybe yours one is, they wouldn't really want to get out into spending that kind of money.
His one is special.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, actually, I even do like when certain small things that I can take off the car, and I don't have a paint booth, I do paint myself.
Oh, I see.
That's how much. But right now the roof is faded, and I do want a complete paint job. But
that's kind of how I started my business, you know.
Right.
You know, I'm a particular kind of guy, so I, you know, when it came to my own vehicles, I kind of like when paint my own car. Yeah, that way, no more nobody from paint.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if you paint your own cars, you know that's a good thing to have on you know for doing it. Yeah?
I mean, you don't do that kind of work then?
Not really.
Go twist his arm, he'll do it.
What's that?
Go twist his arm, he'll do it.
We've done it before. You know, we've done it on special kind cars, insurance work we do. But as far as restoration kind stuff like that, we stay away from. We know more the space or the, you know, you need a special kind of technician effort to that.
Right.
You need the guys from George's era.
Now, just out of curiosity, do you guys oven bake or?
Yeah, we actually have a $100,000 spray booth. It's a downdraft. You know, it's the top of the line stuff. The thing has an oven in it. The thing hooked up to the gas guys, and we bake them. About 25 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now I know. If you don't want to answer this, I totally understand.
No.
But do you know of anyone else who does oven baking? Then, if you can't do my complete car.
You know, to tell you the truth, the guys with the I would say it'd be like the up-to-date technology with baking spray booths. Not too many of them out there do complete paint jobs anymore.
None of them that I know of.
Yeah, exactly. The reason for that is there's no, I guess there's not enough money in it. And it takes up a lot of time and space, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's what is, that's the problem is. But there's a lot of smaller shops. I would consider our shop a medium-sized shop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we do mostly collision repair. And, you know, like we have frame racks that we give you one before and after printout. We measure everything out with a computer. Just like when if you went to the wheel alignment shop,
right,
they give you the before, like, your caster camera and all that stuff is off. And then after they correct them, they give you one that's, you know, it's finished and it's good. We do that too. So it's kind of up-to-date body shop, and there's a lot of them out there. So, you know, the body shops are not created equal. There's some, if they don't have those types of equipment, maybe they're not repairing your car up to specs or how they should be. Not all body shops are created equal is the bottom line, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody different.
But if you can get Tommy to paint that car, you're going to be happy.
Retired. I sit in the office push pin.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you.
Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Calling. Okay, give us a call at 296-5467. Okay?
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita, and his special guest today is Tommy from Autotech Service Center.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who's on the line?
We have Clifford from Kaneohe.
Hi, Clifford.
Hey, George. Good show. Is that a McKinley High School reunion over there in Waikiki on October 1st?
No, it's for all the 50s and 60s grads from all over the state of Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
And the way they do it is really, really unique, you know. They put the tables up according to the schools. So if you graduated from, let's say, Punahou, all the Punahou grads would be on that table.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah, it is. Awesome.
Yeah. Do you have the phone number for that the guy that called in?
For George Aliali.
Yeah.
Wanda, you got the phone number?
You're supposed to call this man named Wendell Kwan, I think, and I thought he said his number was 239-5360.
5360. All right.
Yeah, 239-5360.
Okay. Good show, George.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Glenn from Waikele.
Hi, Glenn.
Yeah, hi, Josh. Thanks for the good show. I'd like to take a stab again at the six-month-old contest. I figure 8%.
Well, let's back and try again.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you.
And just to let you folks know, the group from that 50s and 60s donated money to keep this show on the air. That's so awesome for them. I told George no need, but he's no. They want to keep me on the air. They say it's a good show, and you know. Anyway, so here we are. But yeah, if you got any questions about body and fender paint, whatever, give us a call at 296-5467. We have the man here from AutoTech. So yeah. He's so nervous, folks. Give him questions.
Yeah, ask me whatever you like.
Yeah, okay. Make him more nervous.
I have a question.
Okay.
Say if I hit somebody from the back on their bumper, but there's only, you know, like slight damage. You don't replace the whole bumper, do you?
Well, depending on what kind of bumper you hit. Yeah. Some bumpers not can repair, like chrome. For example.
Okay. No, it wouldn't be chrome.
Plastic.
Yeah, most of those are repairable. We have special body fillers that we use on plastic bumpers.
Mm-hmm.
Special adhesion promoters, and so that the paint flakes and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Without looking at it, I'm not going to really tell if the thing is repairable. Because some bumps, to some people, look like small, but when you look at it,
inside is big.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know the bumpers they have today on the cars, the plastic bumpers?
Yeah.
They're really junk.
Yeah. We don't like bash the manufacturers.
Wow.
They make them cheap.
That's right.
Yeah. They make them absorb impact.
It's cheap.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the good old 57 Chevy bumper.
Okay, we're going back to the old fogey guys again.
Yeah.
Yeah, nowadays it's different. I mean, the bumper, we take them off in 5 minutes.
What?
Camry, Corolla, Honda.
Yeah, they just give them one kick and it falls off.
Oh, what about like BMWs and
No, those
Mercedes.
Are bolted on.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. That thing is like over-engineered if you look at those cars compared to on Toyota and Camry.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bumpers are held on with clips.
Oh.
Plastic clips.
So collision wise then, those other cars that's bolted on is stronger then? No.
Yeah.
Safer. Not necessarily.
You know, yeah, some people feel that way. And you know, can really change.
Depending on how you hit them.
Yeah. Cause, I mean, they get absorbers in there. The on the newer cars, the absorbers is actually underneath the bumper. It's kind of designed to crush on impact.
Hmm.
And, you know, if it's a slow thing, it'll pop back out.
If it's a slow thing.
Yeah. If it's not a slow thing, the thing will be stuck inside there. It's like, you know, like your mom will tell you, yeah, don't make funny faces, because you might be stuck that way.
Yeah.
The thing sometimes stuck, so, you know, that's when you got to replace them.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't just pound it out since it's a, I don't know, rubber or something.
Yeah, bumper. Right. No.
I've seen some people driving around like that, and it just seems like, why? You just like kick them out.
Yeah, some guys, they don't mind how the car look, yeah. But some people are real particular.
You know, I was told, before you let your car to somebody, look at how their car look like. Because if their car is banged up, don't let them your car. Because they're going to bang up your car. But if that person's car is cherry, no damages, no problem. Let them your car.
But at my shop, I would lend you one loaner. Even your car bashed up.
Okay.
I wouldn't agree with George on that one.
Your loaner will come back the same way.
Well, you know, my loaner sometimes is not as nice as some other guy's cars. But sometimes, the thing is nicer than the guy's car.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, who's on the line?
We have John from Kaneohe.
Hi, John.
Oh, George.
Yeah.
Can I guess the trivia?
Sure.
How's 53%?
53%, you have to call us back and try again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, man, come on, folks. You guys got to win them. She's giggling away over there and nobody's winning it. She likes that. She hated when you guys get it right on the money. So, anyway, 296-5467. If you have a question about your car, body and fender, paint, whatever, give us a call, because Tommy from Autotech is here, and he'll be able to answer your questions, okay? And you have any problems with when they say, my insurance company says that I'm supposed to go to these other body shops, but I'd rather bring it to you.
Sometimes people actually, they're misled, but you have the right to go wherever you want.
That's right.
Yeah. There's no insurance company that can really, they try, but you know, it's your car.
That's right.
So the good part, I mean, we do have insurance company that recommend us.
Mm-hmm.
The good part about having an insurance company backing you, let's say, is that if you do encounter a problem, then the insurance company is partly involved, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to help you through it. That's one thing.
But you don't need it with Autotech.
That's true. You know,
so
any good body shop.
Yeah.
Any good body shop will do
you. But if you go into a Femplank shop, you better have the insurance company.
Exactly. Tommy, how long you've had your body shop?
Well, actually, I started my body, you know, running on body shop back in about 85, and I sold that and I tried to become one golfer, but that never worked out. So I worked for this guy that I currently, you know, I ended up buying his company. So I think I own the company for the last maybe 3.5 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay,
who do you have now?
We have Ernie from Liliha.
Hi, Ernie.
Hey, how's it going, George? Amswell and Pearl Purple question, I guess. If you had a choice between the two, which one would you choose?
Hard question.
Well, put it this way. Amswell has a 25,000 one-year guarantee on the oil that is on the bottle. Royal Purple doesn't. Royal Purple will not guarantee anything over manufactured recommended oil change interval.
Oh, I see. Now, if you, I remember you doing the ball bearing test.
Mm-hmm.
Are they about equal or one?
They're about equal.
About equal. Okay, mm-hmm. just the bells and whistles after that, yeah.
Yeah, you want something backing you up, yeah?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. So, are they independent dealers that sell Amswell, or is that a retail product?
There are dealers. You gotta give Mario a call, and he'll let you know who the dealer is closest to you.
Okay, what was Mario's number?
497-7739. Okay? Hello?
Oh, yes, he...
We lost him.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have to go to a break. So we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita and his very special guest today, Tommy from Autotech Service Center.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Autotech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Autotech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Autotech Service Center, 841-5851.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have on the line? Oh, one that's on the phone. Okay. Anyway, give us a call at 296-5467. We have Tommy here from Autotech. And again, he does the best work in town. You don't have to have insurance backing you up. Anyway, who's on the phone?
We have John from Pearl Harbor.
Hi, John.
Hi. Actually, I live in Manila.
Oh, okay.
I work in Pearl Harbor. But I wanted to ask, first, what is the average mile for somebody like me that lives in Manila, Pearl Harbor, and on the weekend go to the beach? Actually, like about 20 miles. Not every weekend.
We're having a hard time. Pick you up. What is that again?
Oh, I was asking what is the average mile that a driver that lives in Manila can just give you? Just a rough.
You want to know the average miles
that a driver should put on his car?
Oh, it's up to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're using synthetic oil. Like AMSOIL, it's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're using synthetic oils, there is no time limit, you know, on that oil. It's just mileage.
Oh, no, that wasn't the question. The question is, what is the average mile that you drive?
He wants to know what's
put on your car.
Oh, I don't know.
Per year.
Per year, about what, 10,000-11,000?
Yeah, Hawaii.
Yeah,
double that in the mainland.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
The second question was that have you heard of any? I have a GM car 2009, and have you ever heard of tachometer going bad on the car?
Yep.
There's no problem.
On the GM cars, yes. They're not all that good. They're cheaply made.
so there is a possibility of it
being going bad. Sure.
I question my mileage because I bought it in 2008, December 2008, and I got 26,000 miles on it.
Okay. Did you change the wheels?
No. Everything is the same.
Oh, I would recommend you go check your speedometer.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Because some people say there's no way that the odometer can go on. But I just
can.
Want to, yeah.
They're electronic, that's why.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay, who's next?
We got Ernie from Liliha.
Hi, Ernie.
He said he got cut off.
Yeah, sorry about that. Got cut off there. One more question, I guess, about you see the gas stations around here, around town, all closing down the Shell gas. I know they were bought out by the, they advertised the best gasoline in the nation, the Aloha, yeah. Where after that, you get Cicero, right? And that's the next best, right? But, well, where would you go? I know where you would go. You go your own place and stick in your
ethanol. Yeah, Tommy here was telling me that the ethanol swells up the rubber hoses and all that, and I just told him, yeah, I got the same old rubber hoses for 10 years, and I run ethanol.
Ethanol is good.
Oh yeah, ethanol is whiskey, and whiskey don't eat up rubber and plastic.
Yeah, so we're just waiting for you to open up the gas station joint.
We're working on it, but the investors all want to invest, just put money in, take it out, sell it.
Yeah. Guess they're not in for the long haul. They want to make sure that they...
Yep. They don't care.
Money, but it's about the long haul, about...
People don't care about people in Hawaii or about Hawaii.
Yeah, got to get off the foreign oil habit. Yeah,
that's right.
So Tesoro would be the recommendation, yeah?
Next one, yeah.
Next one. Well, thank you so much, George. Appreciate that. Have a great day now.
You too.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Rick from Kaneohe.
Hi, Rick.
Well, hi, George. Just wanted to find out, talking about gas, what about Costco gas? Is that?
No, I don't recommend it at all.
Oh, really?
Scratch that.
Okay, yeah, I just started last week. I saw the price of that stuff.
No. I don't care if it was free. I'm not putting that.
Okay, good to know. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I wanted to answer that question, the marathon thing.
The trivia question?
Yeah.
What's your answer?
I was guessing about 25%.
Call us back in
time. Yeah, I knew that.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, boy.
Okay, we got Pat from Honolulu.
Hi, Pat.
Hello, George. I want to ask Tommy, how much is the starting price for a paint job?
Everybody asks that.
Wait, what kind of paint job? Complete?
Yeah, complete paint job.
Yeah, like we don't really get into those
complete. So you only do insurance then, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You know anybody does paint jobs, Marty?
You gotta try the smaller shops.
Yeah.
The guys with, I wouldn't, maybe like 2, 3, 4 man kind shops.
Yeah, gotta do it yourself there.
But
yeah.
It's hard to find a good paint job.
Mm.
But what you can do is you can call me on Monday,
uh-huh.
And I can give you one phone number for one guy that we've been referring stuff to.
Okay.
Yeah, because for us, we charge plan A, but come out nice, yeah. But
yeah.
But Tommy, that's the price everybody charges.
Yeah.
You pay for what you get.
Get some cheaper guys out there.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Okay. That's our cue to get the heck out of here.
All right.
Anyway.
Back to the beach.
Tommy, thanks for coming in, Tom.
No, you're welcome. Thank you.
You know, he canceled out 3 times on me. I knew he was nervous. That's why.
Hey, my wife and my kids, they're at the beach right now. Lanikai.
Oh, okay.
I still get sand on top of me. I got to go back.
Okay. Thanks for coming in and sharing with us. Hope you wasn't too scared and you come back again.
That's all right. No problem.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. And for the scholars that call in, thank you, because without you guys, boring. Anyway, take care of each other. And please, folks, let's try to keep Hawaii beautiful and keep the rail out. Until next week, drive carefully. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.
AM 690 KHNR.